This week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
Metra feels pulled towards an area of the cathedral.
A mysterious message reaches the party.
Voice says, "Let it go. Let it go."
But unfinished work awaits.
All right, let me
just want to go on record saying I'm nervous about this.
Oh, we all
too.
Are.
We all are.
Okay. There's lava
you guys
monsters.
Seem so confident.
I'm not. Who's confident? There's lava monsters in there in a world of lava waiting to kill us and eat us.
So the heroes ready themselves for battle.
He knows that the best chance he has is to be true to his training, be true to his routine. 1, 2, 3.
Well, you know, I got you back. And any giant that's trying to cut you down, I'll be quite literally on his back as well.
And launch themselves back into the fray.
We have a mission, Baron.
We do.
The adventure continues.
Go ahead and roll a D100.
Now.
What's going on, everyone? It's Grant Berger, a.k.a. Baron Ashpeak, and I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. I'm thankful that Glass Cannon Live Chicago sold out already 5 months early. You better make sure you get your tickets to D.C., Boston, New York, and Milwaukee. We also have a treat for you this Thanksgiving. We're doing our first ever Black Friday sale this week. Everything in the merch store will be up to 50% off, including a bunch of overstock shirts that have never hit the store. That sale starts this Friday, November 29th at midnight Eastern Time and goes until Cyber Monday, December 2nd at midnight. All right, my last gift to you this Thanksgiving is to keep this brief. I hope you are able to find the dry ranch packets for your Mississippi pot roast. Enjoy that delicious garbage as you sit back to enjoy episode 235.
It is Thanksgiving week here in the studio, here for the app. Hope you have some stuffing left over from the hot dish. I'm excited. I'm excited to get fat and really hate myself. That's what the holidays are all about. Self-loathing and like, why did I do this? Why did I eat until I was physically ill?
I am often like incapacitated after dinner and I'm like, why did I do it again? Right. The same mistake.
As gravy is leaking out of your mouth. Why am I still eating?
Coming out of my ears.
As I'm yelling at myself.
I like that you guys have to wait for the holidays for self-loathing.
Yeah. Yeah, you're an all year-round sort of self-loathing.
I don't discriminate all year.
What do you hate about yourself the most, Matthew? I mean, there's so many things.
I mean,
one an outsider could choose.
A cornucopia of things to hate.
Appropriate for this holiday season.
A real baker's dozen of just stuff to hate about you.
I mean, I'm just really surprised I keep coming back here for more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was really surprised.
If you had any self-respect at all,
you'd move on.
You would have quit in episode 12.
I wish I could quit you.
You would have come here with a gun.
Jeepers.
I got Thanksgiving dark.
Wow, yeah,
showed up for a recording with a gun.
Why do we invite Uncle Skid to the Thanksgiving?
Just let him say one more thing about my Italian heritage.
No, Matthew, really, what do you hate about yourself the most? Tell us. Let us know. Who can make you feel better?
I wasn't lying about what I just said.
I know, but what do you really hate about you? Besides your weakness and having to come here. Is it your face? You don't like the face you see in the mirror every day?
Why do you think I grow the beard?
You're just hiding. You're hiding behind
I'm hiding my insecurities about my own physiognomy.
Yes. Hiding that olive oil skin.
Unfortunately, I don't have the look of the olive oil skin, only the greasiness.
Oh, the greasiness. Yes, you are quite...
I'm pale.
Quite greasy.
Pale and shiny.
And shiny.
Well, I don't want you to hate yourself because we love you and the nation loves you and it's Thanksgiving and I'm thankful that you're in our life and I'm sure everybody listening is thankful that Matthew Capodicasa is in their life. What about you, Grant? What do you hate about yourself?
Oh my God! There wasn't another shoe there. I thought I was holding my breath, waiting for it.
That's it. I want to know what Grant really hates about Grant. It is Thanksgiving, after all.
I hate this. This is our family tradition. We go around the table and say something we hate about ourselves.
The airing of the self-hates.
I hate that I've been able to withstand all these awful years sitting across the table from you, Troy.
That was Matthew's same hate.
It's the same thing. We're the same person. That's why we love each other.
You do seem to have certain issues in common.
Yeah.
Or one, at least.
Size.
Yeah.
Size. No, him. Troy.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we love you, Grant. And I hope you have a nice Thanksgiving. Lots of sauce, cranberry sauce, and turkey. You like a dark meat or a light meat?
I'm a white meat guy.
Yeah, you are.
But it's great because my wife and all of her family prefer dark meat, so I get to eat all of the breast meat on the turkey.
That's nice.
But I have to bring the pumpkin pie, and it's another thing that no one else in the family besides me likes to eat. So I get all the pumpkin pie.
I like eating the
stuff that the other people don't like. That's smart. Yeah. Then you get to literally corner the market on it. I'm a dark meat man myself because it's the only true meat.
It's the better
on
meat.
The turkey. Yes, if you like flavor. You go for dark meat.
Mm-hmm. Not if you put on like some stuffing on top of it, some cranberry.
And you do anything you want to.
A bite of everything. It doesn't matter.
You take white meat and drown it in gravy. Yeah, it's eatable.
Right.
Yeah. That's why every restaurant on the face of the earth charges more for dark meat. Because everyone clearly agrees that it's the better of the two meats.
Do you know that a preponderance of the dark meat produced in this nation gets exported to Russia and China?
Really? I didn't
know that. It's much more popular there.
It's a delicacy.
Much more appreciated there. Well, it's because in the like 70s, like there was the whole white meat is healthier, lean meat is healthier thing that went on.
But
it's negligible compared to what it actually was advertised to be.
Are we doing recipe things?
No, it's Skids week for
recipes. It's Skids week?
Yeah.
I do have a recipe.
You don't get your...
I was just going to tease that Matthews, if we can keep holding on Matthews,
I think
is dark meat related.
Another little tease. Yeah, oh, okay.
I yield the remainder of my time to the Italian.
Not prepared.
Skid, you do it.
I think I know Skids because he's told me what to do before, and I just haven't had the courage.
Yeah, I have. Lay it on us, Skid.
It's called
crack chicken.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wow.
You're right. It could be done with, it's chicken, white meat or dark meats, whatever you prefer, right or wrong. So it's pretty simple. It's a couple pounds of chicken,
mm-hmm.
6 to 8 slices of cooked bacon, turkey or regular.
Ranch seasoning,
now which we all agree is amazing. 8 ounces of cream cheese.
Sure.
Half cup of water and a cup of cheddar cheese.
There it is.
You sear the chicken. You mix everything else up together. You cook it for 15 minutes. And it is spectacular.
I bet it is.
Sounds really 15
minutes
really
in a
good.
Pressure cooker.
What do you serve it with?
Usually rice.
Okay.
Yeah, usually with rice.
Can you dip a little cracker in there? Can you put a little chip in there?
Sure. Yeah.
Chicken is like, you can like pull it apart after it's done in the pressure cooker.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, my God.
We need to have a real potluck dinner here at the studio.
Yes.
We never do anything fun.
No.
We should do something fun here.
Not at all.
Just line up the
Speaking
Instapots.
Which,
just have like 5 Instapots going. With
Speaking of which, we got a fantastic gift from a member of the Nation.
Get out of here.
Yeah, Mr. Jay Knight at Mountain Primal Meat Company.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Jay.
That's the guy from Knight Rider.
Yes.
That's the guy who owned the company, Knight Rider. Invented the car.
Invented the car. No, Jay, thank you so much. Sent us an awesome box of frozen meat
that we all
pass out to each other, steaks and chops and ribs and
sausage in there.
Yeah. Matthew was just bathing in raw meat.
Yeah,
he loved it.
Jay sent a really nice letter.
He actually did.
Uh-huh.
And he
said, Matthew, I'd love a Wonder Bread.
He said,
I tried to hand it to Matthew, and Matthew tried to look at it. And then, I dropped it in his hand, and it fell deeply.
Matthew was like, what is this? This is another fan letter. He just threw it away.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have time for these.
Spit in this direction.
I have work to do.
Jay sent, I believe it was a 1924 silver dollar.
Yeah.
On the back of the letter.
On the back of the letter, it's because it's got the Lady Liberty on the front and an eagle on the back. And he said this, and he said it felt like Ferrazza to him. And he thought, I could use it as a D2.
Oh, nice. We got sustenance.
Yes.
But you got a coin.
You know, valuable sustenance.
He singled out the pork shoulder for me because I've been known to...
Because that's what your nickname was in high school.
Pork shoulder burger.
Old pork shoulder burger. Watch out for him.
That guy smells like a pork shoulder.
But I've been thinking about the potluck. I think I'm going to bring my barbecue smoker into the office.
Yes.
Let's open all the windows.
Why
hopefully
we
won't die
yet?
Of carbon asphyxiation.
Our landlord's going to be so pissed.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but Grant said it. Like, we have all these sausages in there. Yeah. And he was like, we should get together. Like, maybe during an app.
Yep.
And cook up all these sausages. And I was like, that would be awesome. In the back of my head, I was like, never going to happen.
If we invited people in here, we could have tailgates before, like, we record.
Yeah.
Just like, what are you guys doing today? Oh, we were tailgating the GCP episode 310.
Can you imagine?
Just out on 23rd Avenue.
The cops are like, get the fuck out of here. What are you doing? Like,
beer pong and solo cups.
Is it a Greek holiday today? Get out of here.
I just love the idea.
Is it okay from the mob on this? If not, get the fuck out.
Will Greece make it into the Euro finals? The Euro Cup finals?
That's always the question when you see a big street party.
I know.
It's like, Greece in the Euro Cup finals?
Is there a major international European soccer tournament going on?
Well, we learned about cracked chicken. We learned that Matthew hates himself, and Grant hates Matthew, and they both hate that they've spent a couple years doing this.
They both hate this project.
They both hate this project.
I like the project.
I love the project.
It's the people.
The people involved.
It's really the person.
Yeah.
Usually people are like, you know, it's the people that I love, but it's the opposite here. Yeah. It's like, I enjoy the work. It's just the people.
We make that our mission here at the Glass Cannon Network.
It's the people I can't stand. Well, I hope everybody has a wonderful Thanksgiving and that you enjoy the people that you work with. We've got an episode to record. We left last week. You guys, you get back to Cathedral. You meet Pepsi and McDonald. And did you forget about that?
Forgot about Pepsi.
Yep.
I think
just
you
two stone giants
and McDonald's
converted.
I think you forgot about the cease and desist.
Again, it's P-E-P-S and two I's with some sort of accent. And it's MacDonald, M-A-C.
It's like the coming from
the
America.
McDowell's.
McDonald's.
McDowell's.
They've
all
got
down
the gold
Mac
arches. Yeah. I got
the gold arches.
I gotta watch that.
They got the Big Mac. Have the Big Mick.
The cathedral seems like it's doing well. Like, things are happening there. They're starting to clear out some of the rooms that were being used for other things and starting to make it their own. You're gearing up, now newly leveled, to head back to Ash Peak. Hopefully, if your teleport works, fingers crossed, to take you into deep Ash Peak in this room that is full of symbology of the Ash Peak clan. It's the closest Baron has ever been at this point to perhaps discovering a little more about who he might have been. As Jimmer and Dalgrith and Baron are getting prepared to be stone-skinned to harden themselves before the battle ahead, and Thune is going to get bull strength, Metra feels pulled towards an area of the cathedral, an area that I can't imagine she doesn't know is where Della died. Don't you think you would have asked Baron, like, show me where, the first time you came to the cathedral?
I don't know.
You don't think you're like, show me where?
That's
no?
A bit macabre.
Yeah.
It's pretty macabre.
I want to know how it happened, where it happened. Well, either way, you get pulled over there, and as you're pulled over there, these whispers on the wind, you see a stain on the floor, a stain that Skid said it looked like it had been tried to be cleaned, but there was not enough solvent to get it fully out. And in that moment, you must put two and two together. Something is drawing you to this spot. And you hear a voice as you are surrounded by blackness of blackness that is all too familiar to you from your years spent in the Shadow Plane. The voice says, let it go. Let it go. You are on a fool's errand for revenge, my dear. And revenge is the path to certain death. Your allies,
Your allies may be strong, but they lack true wisdom. Why, the one that leads you made an error that has reverberated throughout the land to this very day. You may win battles, but the war that rages on within you, will be lost. Someone once told me, right on this very spot, in fact, that this world is a cruel, dark, and terrible place. I couldn't have agreed with her more. But then she asked me, if I were to steal all the good from it, then what am I living for? At the time, I didn't think much of it. People often speak with poetic bravado just before their lights grow dim. But now those words, along with her feisty spirit, echo through me and have taken on greater meaning as time has passed. So I ask you, Metra Nahn, if you continue this fight, destroying everything that stands between you and I, then what are you really living for? Let it go, Metra. Then, and only then, will you ever have the chance to look into her eyes again. And you're brought back to the present moment, just staring at this faint red patch on the stone. What's going on in your mind?
I'm drawing a complete blank, but I haven't seen Brander before. I've only heard about him, right?
You've never seen
him. This is the first real contact I've had.
Mm-hmm. When you came to Skiergard, along with Jimmer on the back of an eagle from Silvermane. God, this story is so long.
So long.
Remember when you flew on an eagle with Jimmer to Skiergard?
Time.
Hold on. Let me give you... let me just summarize Silvermane. I need about 15 minutes.
Okay.
So he...
It's going to be 25 minutes or three episodes. Baron had just moments ago had a moment, one of these sort of waking dreams where Brander spoke to him and left a scroll. A very wet scroll that was in a jar.
Sopping wet scroll.
It almost looked like a potion at first. The scroll was so wet.
One could be forgiven for mistaking it for
a
potion.
If you looked at it with one eye squinted.
Once we took it out and put it up on the clothesline.
Right, sure enough, it was a scroll.
It was a scroll.
Scroll of plane shift.
It was one of those scrolls, like those sponge animals that if you put in water would grow really big and it would turn into a real scroll. But it had to be in water first. Yeah.
I mean, the things, the kind of molecular transformation that has to go, the thing has to go through to be given to Baron across dreams. So, yeah. Who knows? What has to happen to the various substances?
But at that point, Baron was like, is he here? You hear a noise outside and you look and Baron sees a shadowy figure that looked like the Brander Della that he had seen. This Brander Della mishmash back at Minderhall's Cathedral as you were gearing up for the fight with Skirkatla. And so you see this figure walking towards you and you realize, oh no, that's not Brander Della, that's someone else, and it was Metra. But no, Metra, you've never seen Brander face to face. This is the closest contact you've had with him.
I mean, I don't think she trusts one word he says.
But did anything seem like a lie?
I don't think it seems like a lie. It just seems like he's talking at cross purposes. Not cross purposes. He's talking. He has his own agenda. And I mean, he literally stole my daughter's body. Like, what? What is there he could possibly say to me that would convince me of anything at all?
Right.
Also, I don't know that she's out for vengeance. I think what is there to avenge at this point?
Right.
Your daughter?
Her being cut up and then her face stitched to his face?
Yeah, the murder and mutilation of your only daughter.
I mean, he's more of an abomination than anything else. So it's just like, it's not that we need to right a wrong.
The deadpan delivery.
Yeah, I mean, what wrong was committed?
Well, it's like, no, it's that's like, the what question. Could be righted by the, what wrong could be
what
righted?
Could, what, could possibly,
what wrong could be rushed?
What could possibly have gone wrong?
I think at this point, seeing you kind of linger there, Baron will guiltily walk up and state the obvious and say, "That's where she fell." I haven't had the heart to tell you yet, but I figure as long as you stay there to look at that mark, you might as well have confirmed what might be going on in your mind, and that's where your daughter met her end. I'm sorry, I couldn't have stopped it.
Neither could I. I wish I was here.
I wish you were too sometimes.
It took me a long while to get back from where I was lost. And in some sense, no time at all. There's so much I missed. So much. We have a mission, Baron.
We do.
Are you ready to go?
I think I am, as long as Jimmer, Dalgrith, and Thune are ready.
What's Jimmer doing during all this? If Jimmer's getting geared up for
Jimmer,
his skin.
So this is, I think, I'm assuming before we actually rest. He's going through his sort of evening routine, which is the same like every night. And as tired, exhausted as he must be, wounded, like the wounds have been like sewn up, but he like wills himself to do these exercises, these drills every night. He like sets his feet in a certain way, so he like raises his shield and one, two, three, just like two slashes and a thrust. One, two, three, moves his feet, and tonight he's concentrating on his footwork. One, two, three, and he like looks down at his feet and he shakes his head. And he moves like his heel. He shifts his heel back on the ball of his foot, back like a half of an inch. One, two, three. Just keeps like working at it, working at it, working at it. Every night, this is what he does. And we haven't seen this yet, but this is something that he just works at over and over and over again. And tonight, like he knows that like everything starts from the feet. That's what he's been taught. Lowers his center of gravity. Makes sure his feet are properly balanced beneath him. One, two, three. Over and over and over again.
You think in his mind he thinks that like the difference between life and death is that little half inch of his foot being off?
Yeah,
it could be.
He knows that's true. Like this is what's kept him alive as long as he has. Like he doesn't have particularly exceptional physical attributes. Like he does now because of magical help, but what's kept him alive, What makes him as good as he is now is because he's worked hard at fundamentals over and over and over again every time. Like he knows that that's what it takes to stay alive in a world like this, in a field like this that he's in. And he does it without fail, like no matter how he feels. If he's mobile, if he's ambulatory, this is what he does every night.
Do you think he's been afraid in Ash Peak? Because we've seen him, from an outsider's view, we've just seen him mash. Yeah, he was enervated, but has he been afraid of these giants?
I think he's always sort of afraid. I think he's always like kind of afraid. Like that's what gives him an edge, the edge that he needs. But it's the practice, like he falls back on these fundamentals. On these, like this is what it's just like, it just do the work. Every time. One, two, three. That's every time. It's just like it's something that's his bedrock. That's what he comes back to every time. Strange as all this is. And he's seen some strange stuff.
Yeah.
And these things are three times the size, eight times the size. But he knows that the best chance he has is to be true to his training, be true to his routine. One, two, three.
Does he train with Terminus S?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So yeah. He's, I imagine, Dalgrith coming up after a hot bath. Just a towel around his waist. Wet hair.
In the middle of a cathedral.
In the middle of a cathedral. Yeah, yeah. Walking out. He's making it his home.
It's so inappropriate.
He's in the narthex.
Take him to the Vatican.
I needed to let my pits breathe.
Kind of stretches his arms out.
Take a nice soak in the holy water basin.
I imagine him walking up to Jimmer and then standing and watching this for a moment, and he's thinking back to his training, which is very similar. And he comes up sort of to the side as you know, you take a break from a set. You're just, you know, kind of huffing and puffing. And he's just like,
"My impressive, Jimmer. I can't believe you don't take a break after all that. After all that heat and sweat, jump yourself in the back there. Get yourself a hot bath. You've earned it."
Yeah, I will. Just kind of blushing a little bit. Say, yeah, I just got to get a couple more in before I can let myself relax like that.
Dalgrith watches him for another minute or two. And then he sort of steps up. And with like a nod of approval from Jimmer, because he's been watching the routine. Mm-hmm. And he's kind of like, he stands there kind of in a position as a dummy, kind of basically. And gives you like, you know, a target to kind of move around. And he's completely unfazed or not fearful of this at all, because he knows the precision that Jimmer has.
Not worried about his towel dropping at all.
Yeah, no, not at all. He's just standing there and he's like smiling. He's loving it. Like
Viggo Mortensen in that shower fight.
Eastern
scene.
Promise. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
That's what we have here.
Yeah, that's like beating the blade aside.
You got more tattoos than Metra. My God.
But there's like 100% more clothing in this scene, right?
Yeah. No. Nobody loves
the... He practices with Terminus S and nothing else.
Nobody loves the closeness of it, feeling the wind of the blade past him, the thrill of the fight, you know, that it's just kind of... It's like a little bit of a thrill, and then the next time you're like, takes a break, he's looking at the blade, and he's like,
"I don't want to be too forward, Jimmer, but could I hold her for a moment?"
Kind of transfixed by the sword.
Jimmer is kind of taken aback. He's like, he draws Terminus S back. And it's like, yeah, here.
And he, you know, reverently sort of holds both of his hands out to lay the blade flat on his two hands.
Oh, take it. Hold it like you're going to use it.
Well, and he reaches out, grabs it, you know, flips it around a few times.
it's a mite heavy for me, I'm afraid.
But you feel that it is heavy. You feel that balance?
I feel that balance.
He sets it kind of near the hilt on the side of his hand and holds it up, and it just like sits completely flat across, doesn't tilt at all. He whips his hand out of the way and it drops like 3 inches. He reaches out and grabs it with his other hand on the hilt, turns it up again, looks up the length of it.
"Jimmer, I hope you don't mind me saying, because, well, I came from the streets myself. But you don't strike me as the kind of man who can afford a blade like this. I mean, I've seen fine blades in my day. All from great warriors to ceremonial weapons of incredible value. Heirlooms passed down for generations by kings. And still, this could hang with the best of them. How does someone who talks like you come to have a blade like this? Because you don't strike me as a man who would steal it from another. So if you forgive me, I'm curious.
Jimmer kind of, his gaze kind of falls and just kind of looks at the hilt. Yeah, from what I've been told, I don't think there are many that could afford a blade like that, to be honest. I think Mr. Finstock told me that there's of shorey make, which means, from what I've been led to understand, probably about 3,000 years old, that thing.
3,000?
Yeah. Yeah, it's an empire. He told me all about it when it came into my possession. He told me that Shori Empire is round about the northern edge of Garun long time ago. He told me about the floating cities that they were famed for, floated all over the known world. They made weapons of immense power, and this happens to be one that survived down, find its way into my hand. Now, I came across it in the course of my professional duties, and I was ready to give it up to Mr. Finstock, but in his immense generosity, he allowed me to keep it, and I'll be forever thankful for that. But I don't know. I think of a sword like that and hands it must have passed through on the way to mine, and souls it must have spliced from their mortal coils, and I think all a man can do is to be, do everything you can to be worthy of a sword like that. That's what I try to do.
Dalgrith is transfixed by the blade now, 3,000 years old, and yet Jimmer keeps it so clean. It looks brand new.
And it feels like, I imagine, like, you've never felt anything
no.
that feels so natural in your hand as the sword.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you would know the instant, like, you pick the sword up, like, this is something, like, this is like a Ferrari.
Yeah.
The equivalent of, you know, sitting down in a Ferrari.
Driving a Ferrari.
Yeah.
And he's just, I said I'd seen many fine blades in many a powerful abode, but I've seen far fewer men worthy of wielding them. You make yourself worthy of wielding this blade, Jimmer. Don't ever doubt yourself. From the moment I met you on the top of that mountain, you were a savior walking through the blizzard, and you've been naught but else since. I've needed your help many times, and you've come through, and I can see why now. It's not the magic. It's not even the sword. It's the fundamentals. It's the heart. It's the drive. It's the focus. You make me want to fight beside you a long time, Jimmer. I think we could do great things together in this war.
And he sort of he just like lays it across his palm and hands the sword back to you.
And Jimmer takes it, kind of blushes again. Says, I really ain't nothing more than muscle memory. But yeah, it's an honor to fight with you too. I really only have one purpose. And he sheathes it. Shing! That's to fulfill whatever it is that my brother needs me to do for him. And y'all are quite excellent companions to have on that journey.
Well, you know, I got you back. And any giant that's trying to cut you down, I'll be quite literally on his back as well. And now, the real reason I came over is, well, Metcha told me you're stinking up the place, and you really do have to go take a bath. It's getting quite pungent.
All right, let me just do 10 more rips, and then I'll...
10 more, I'm counting.
All right.
It's like my 3-year-old.
10 more. I am literally counting.
I'm not tired.
and I'll leave him alone. Leave him be for his last 10.
If they're practicing openly, mm-hmm. and Dalgrith is so brazen as to walk around with this towel and to be open and boisterous about things, mm-hmm. is it within the realm of reason that Baron could have overheard what they were talking about?
Sure, if you were lingering nearby. Yeah.
Probably quietly crafting ammunition, yeah. kind of looking down at the
listening.
And just kind of like lurking. Catching an ear at it.
Lurking.
Baron wants to just roll a sense motive on a strange turn of phrase that he heard, which was that the sword spliced souls from people. Mm-hmm. That sounds an odd turn of phrase.
You're sitting there crafting ammunition, sharpening your gun. On a whetstone, and your ears perk
so
up.
So sharp at this point.
Your ears perk up at that. Yeah, roll sense motive.
Yeah, I have no idea. It's a 3 on the die.
Yeah, so you just kind of... But you log it.
It is something that seems outside of what Jimmer's normal kind of mode, his normal vocabulary. It's something that's like... You're right to pick that out as being unusual.
Yeah. So you just kind of... And as you're sitting there...
And just the very idea...
Bottle cap.
Bottle cap.
The idea that he also seemed... The other thing that perked up Baron's ears was that he has a means to his own end that is within his own purpose and within his own motivation, but he also seems to be a vessel through which the sword is delivered.
Hmm.
It almost felt like he was training in order to be worthy of it, but also at its... behest to some extent. It freaks Baron out to hear.
Sure,
this.
Sure, sure. These are people in a way under your charge, and so you register that, and you're also sharpening away, and you see, you know, sitting all by himself, in like the first pew, looking up at the area, sort of in the back of the cathedral. Where you know is the stairs that lead down to the heart of the forge is Thun.
I thought it was going to be Ralphio.
It's Ralphio. No, it's Thun just sitting there looking strangely. And then he turns and just stares at you.
How does it make Baron feel? What kind of gaze does he see at him? Is it just the normal inquisitiveness that Thun normally gives, or is it something else?
Something else.
Baron will rise up, stab himself in the thigh as he holsters his gun. So sharp. So very sharp.
Can we run it back?
Thun goes over. Turns. Looks at Baron.
It's like... And he finally turns. What Baron always expected.
Silver dragon.
Blast burns fire. The whole place out.
No!
Dogwraith is in a towel already.
A singed towel.
His hair on fire.
Patsy, run!
Joe's characters always take off their armor in the moment of weakness. Baron will walk up and approach him on the balcony, and as he gets close, he says, "I don't know why you're still traveling with us, Thun. You know,
nobody wants you around.
Why don't you just go home?
Yeah. Go.
Why can't you take a hint?
You can't take a hint.
Just get out of here."
After we defeated Urathosh, we made sure that this chapel would be welcome to all creeds, races, and walks of life. You might be the first doppelganger I've ever met, but I know you'd be welcome here like the rest of them, and if you don't want to fight alongside us anymore, I give you your leave. But that may not be why you've been shooting me looks askance from up here, so I'm up here to ask you why.
You say I am the first doppelganger you've ever met? What do you know of my kind, Sheriff Thune?
Very little, outside of the fact you can only imitate creatures about your size or smaller.
Imitate? Yes. Well,
yes.
Many people see my kind and revel at our ability to imitate. Those who do not know us, Sheriff Thune, think it is a parlor trick or something we use solely for nefarious purposes. Now, there may be some among my kind that do those things, but for me, this ability comes from a need to change. Something deep within me calls to me when it is time to change forms, much like animals molt. Lately, I have been feeling that urge again. But I fear this urge, Sheriff Thune, because every time I change, it's as if I'm losing a part of my former self. So many memories of my past are spotty, courtesy of all these changes. Yet from time to time, things from the present will call out to me and remind me of those spots. Being here in this room reminds me of things that I cannot express. And being around you does the same thing, Sheriff Thune.
What form is Thune currently in? Is he...
He's still a full
orc. Master Flex,
big,
right?
Beefy orc.
Thune?
Yes.
Can you show me your true self right now while I talk to you? Your base form.
I could. Yes. Perhaps I shall.
And he just starts kind of like very lightly shaking and convulsing, and you see the form of the orc sort of melt away into this shapeless mass where you can't quite tell where the features are. You guess where the eyes, the nose, and the mouth and the ears would be, but it's this just clay mold.
Kind of like Gumby left in a car window on a summer day.
A real soggy gray Gumby, yeah. But then from that, a little mouth moves and you can see breathing.
I wonder, now that you're showing me your base form, before you decide to go one way or another, or molt or change, beyond the spots, or whatever any moment reminds you of, if you know who you are at the center of it all, do you know what you want, Thune?
Not yet, Sheriff.
Is Metra nearby at all for this?
Yeah.
Thune.
And you just see this shapeless mold turn towards you and a little mouth open.
Did I understand you correctly in that you knew Baron in a past life, so to speak?
The mass turns towards Baron and backs towards you.
I do not know Miss Nan, but something about him is quite familiar.
If you don't know exactly what it is these spots, as you call them, mean, what do they make you feel? What's in your gut? when you think about what it is that reminds you of me.
Fear, Sheriff. Because if you are in some way connected to one of my former selves, I wonder why the gods chose to bring us back together.
Have you ever heard of another doppelganger being brought back to someone associated with their former selves before? Does it mean an ill omen?
I have not heard such a thing, but it does not seem like providence. We should get ready, Sheriff. There is a battle to be won. And he changes back into an orc.
Gross.
And leaves little chunks of himself as he walks away.
Gross. But that's gross. I think that's something about shapeshifters, like doppelgangers like that too, is they can only stay in an assumed shape for so long before they have to revert. It's kind of like Deep Space Nine with Odo. Like,
right.
He has
I was
to,
thinking
like,
about Odo at the beginning of this.
Yeah.
He has
or
to
the
revert.
Animorphs.
Or Animorphs. Samantha's a huge Animorphs fan.
Really?
Yes, she loves Animorphs.
We've never talked about this.
You will next time, now that she's heard this.
Yeah, he probably, if he's had to change at all, because it's only been a couple days since you met him, even though it seems like a longer time, he's done it, you know, in secret, so you didn't have to watch him.
Yeah.
And then comes back to the orc self.
Yeah.
But he's telling you that, like, he feels an urge to change again. But to what?
And what happens when he changes? Has he betrayed the people he was around? Like, that's what's going through Baron's head, and he can't make the math work out.
Yeah, no. I mean, he's told you before, what form do you want me to have? And you said, you eventually said, you know what, just stay an orc for now. Maybe he'll give you the choice again, or maybe you'll just let him do what he thinks is right.
Tengu.
But the Thune, you know.
Tengu.
You might lose a little bit of Thune.
100% Tengu.
You want a Tengu Thune? Maybe we'll have a Tengu Thune.
Well, no.
I think it's time
Come
for
on.
Tengu and Cash.
Well, it takes two to Tengu, so I think we should.
That's true. We need two Tengu.
True.
So bad. There's the title, though.
That yeah, that future ep is already
takes
titled.
Two to Tengu.
When we find that elusive second Tengu.
We got to get a second.
Then we'll have that.
We need a second
title.
Tengu.
All right, should we go?
You want to gear up?
Can we go?
Let's just go.
For God's sake.
What's the plan? To go right into the pit or to... Okay.
Into the fucking pit!
All right, let
me just...
want
to go on record saying...
Mm-hmm.
I'm nervous about this.
Oh, we all
too.
Are. We all are.
Okay. There's lava
you guys
monsters.
Seem so confident.
I'm not. Who's confident? There's lava monsters in there in a world of lava waiting to kill us and eat us.
I wish I had
really nervous
ice bullets. Real hard.
Yeah.
Before we go,
I am
going to. This will happen like right before we teleport. I'm going to make Dalgrith invisible.
Okay.
Ooh.
And then I believe, let me just check.
And how long does that last?
Greater Invisi, John?
Not greater. Well, I can do greater.
Greater Invisi,
I don't know,
John.
But they may not appear right away, so I want to give us a little bit of leeway.
Okay. I get it, but man, greater Invisi. Sneak attack every hit.
Pretty good.
Which is key.
We're playing with
actually,
Troy.
Actually, you know what? No, I think it's not.
Why?
Because they're elementals.
Oh, they're
I'm not
immune
do any
to.
Oh,
oh,
no, they are immune. I'm pretty sure they are immune. Yeah,
to
sneak attack or precision,
damage? Precision criticals, all of it.
So my,
but I don't want to go over the top with that because
up close and deadly is worthless.
My new knowledge.
Well, I was thinking that maybe I would use this old scroll of resist energy communal.
This little scroll of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
It's good. Yeah, because
fire.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'd be metagaming if I said anything else.
Yeah.
So I'll shut up.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we don't know if they were fire elementals or what else could they be.
I think there is. It's a weird call though, because it's like, would you wait until you teleported and then spend a round? Like you're trying to optimize your rounds a lot here.
But resist energy is 10 minutes per level, divided evenly amongst.
That's pretty sweet.
I mean,
Sure.
What's the level of the scroll, though? It's got to be like level 5.
Well, no,
it's
a base with level. A scroll. Is it with the scroll? It's the person casting it, isn't it? No, that's a staff. The staff, it's the person casting it. The scroll is whoever scribed it.
Right. It would be caster level 3.
Yeah. Still 30 minutes. That's a long time, so.
Divide amongst the five of us, that's 6 minutes each.
All right.
That's good.
Troy generates another flashback with Thune as soon as we tell him.
Okay, so yeah.
Sitting on a beach.
Resist energy fire. Resist energy 10 against fire.
So you'll eat the first 10 points of fire damage you take.
Every attack.
Every attack.
Yep.
For 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, for 6 minutes.
Yeah, for 6 minutes.
For 6 minutes. All right, so you're hoping that you get there and immediately get into combat.
Yes. Or we look at the mural, we open the boxes, and we never see any combat.
Right, right, right. I don't blame you. Okay, any other pre-buffs?
Dogriff will be invisible, and I'll mirror image myself.
Okay.
I guess I'll roll that now just so we know, but
yeah.
Only a one. So knock that back. Okay, anything else anybody wants?
No, what was the weapon you gave Thune, by the way?
A +1 frost wounding battle axe.
Sounds like it'll come in handy.
Yep.
+1 frost and wounding. What does wounding do?
This special ability can only be placed on melee weapons, and it deals 1 point of bleed damage when it hits a creature. Multiple hits from wounding increase the bleed damage.
So it's not going to matter.
It'd be really great if it weren't this fight.
Yeah. It'll be good in the future. All right.
You know what? Cast a weapon of awe on myself.
Never. Never gets old.
and the last thing I will do is cast darkness on a copper piece on my person.
Ooh. Cast darkness?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll have a 20-foot radius area of darkness. I don't know if they have dark vision or blind sense or whatever, but... You know,
can't hurt.
Can't hurt.
Can't hurt, considering our party makeup. It can't hurt.
Yeah. All right, so you want to teleport to
these guys are going to be awful.
Magma River Room.
Magma River Room.
Go ahead and roll a D100. Yeah. It's always worked so well before.
61.
Oh, 61.
Fine. Yeah. You know, even if it was viewed once, it's 1 to 76. Which it was.
Oh, really?
So yeah, that's right.
You appear here. You know your clock is ticking, but you appear on the western side of the bridge. You do not see any creatures for the moment. You see that mural, and now Jimmer and Thune and Dalgrith see this as well. It's hot in here. Not so hot that you're taking heat damage, but you do feel a little hot under the collar. What do you do? Time is ticking on your buffs.
Would we have teleported right next to the boxes, though? Is that what you wanted to do? Because Troy put us on the other side of the bridge.
I did.
just
classic. Yeah. Classic GM move. Yeah. I love it.
Gotta be so specific.
Should we just dimension door across the bridge?
Oh my god. We are such idiots. Let's blow all the spells. Such a dumb
right
game.
Now. You should just teleport to the boss.
Right. Otherwise, I'm going to have to hop on a broom. There's a lot of things because I'm not stepping on that fucking bridge.
I'll
step on the bridge.
No, let's dimension door across.
All right, so boom, boom. You end up right over there and you
so
see
ridiculous.
Several of these boxes lying on the floor.
All right. Why don't you want divide and conquer?
So yes, divide and conquer.
You check out the mural. We'll work on the boxes.
How many boxes are there?
Looks to be about 7 or 8.
Everyone will get one and we'll leave.
Are they liftable or are they?
Yeah, they're liftable.
Oh, let's just throw them
in
the sack.
I can hold up the bag of holding. Yeah. Here, okay. I'll hold that open.
I'll throw them all in the sack.
While you look at the mural.
Yeah, I'll be gazing up at the mural. See if there's anything I missed.
We're shrouded in darkness, by the way.
You're all shrouded in darkness. All right, so let's get you over there. You're shrouded in darkness.
And Dogwraith is invisible.
And you guys just start grabbing boxes.
Yep.
And looking through them.
No, just throw them in the sack.
Oh, throwing them in the sack to look at some other time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It might be trapped. We might want to look.
Do you do anything else over there?
I'll just do a perception.
Yeah, I'm looking at the mural again for anything I missed.
How's a 36 suit you?
Okay, so how's a 37 suit you?
Oh my god. So Baron's looking at the mural. Metra's looking around. You're just like seeing, is there anything else here of note? You do see something that kind of sticks out. And as you see, it's like you and Baron are both like, what the fuck is that? But at that moment, things burst from the magma,
no,
and from the ground around you.
No,
roll for initiative.
No,
roll for initiative.
Roll for roll for blah 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 blah.
This is gonna be so stupid and awful. Oh boy. I know it.
I just know it. Let's talk Anish. Let's talk about Baron Ash Peaks. Nay Redheart. Anish.
19. I didn't get married to the mountain.
Yes, you did. You're married to the game.
Nay Redheart.
Metra.
18.
Nan.
Nah.
Noma.
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 Gemma.
Jim, I got a 17 on the
17
yeah.
For Jim. Let's talk about Thune's Anish. Ooh, a 16.
Wow.
Wow, I went 19, ooh. 18, 17, 16. Dalgrith, tell me you got a 15.
22.
Come on!
Oh, no.
You ruined it! That would have been amazing!
Sorry, not sorry.
Combo breaker!
Combo! Dalgrith, what do you do? Round one. You got the jump.
I got the
You're
jump.
You're invisible as well, but you right. see these four creatures. Let's take a zoom in, look at them again.
Ah! Yeah, I'm not sure
Such
I like
cool
the...
Such cool fucking artwork.
I don't think I like the Dalgrith knowing that they're immune to all this stuff without a roll, so I'm going to try the Knowledge Planes.
Well, here's the thing, man. They told you that they're probably some sort of elemental. You've fought elementals before.
Oh, you're that's right. You did say some warrior. Sort of elemental. Okay.
So you would know sort of elemental traits.
What about a 20?
Okay.
Knowledge planes.
Knowledge planes.
He did say a 19 would get us something last
These
time.
Are...
I thought he was lying.
Magma elementals.
Okay.
You share this?
No, he keeps it to himself. He says,
Let's just hear it.
Knowledge will be useless to the rest of the team.
Just hear it.
They are magma elementals.
Magma.
Okay.
And because of that, they... have elemental traits. And some of those elemental traits include immunity to all the things that make you cool.
Yeah. So, like, I'm going to be utterly useless this entire combat.
They can't be crit. They can't be precised. They can't be flanked. What do you want to do?
Do they have minds? Do elementals have minds?
Oh, yeah.
So they're not immune to mind-affecting things.
I didn't say that. I just said they have minds.
They might be pretty susceptible to...
You don't know about a magma elemental. This isn't your run-of-the-mill elemental.
Can I ask a question?
Maybe in stories around town. Watch out, or the magma elementals will get you.
Can I ask for a piece of useful information about magma, specifically?
It's very hot.
I'll
allow it.
Do they... Like, I'm an adventurer specifically designed to climb on creatures.
Right.
Do they damage you if you're, like, around them? Or on them every
question.
Round?
That's a very good question. Like, if you were to touch them.
Yeah.
Does that...
Like, do they radiate heat, or is that not a thing?
You have no reason to believe that climbing on them could hurt you just from climbing on them.
Okay.
You don't feel as confident as you would if you were climbing a giant, but you've been climbing fire giants. You didn't feel the heat.
Right. Ooh, baby!
What do you want to do?
Let's get in it.
Got some info.
Got some info. I'm going to get into it.
You're itching for a fight.
Yeah.
You got 1, 2, 3, 4 greater magma elementals. What do you want to do?
Okay, he is going to move to the magma elemental to the north.
Okay.
Totally in viz, and he will jump on it.
Wow.
Whoa. So he's just going to get right into it.
All right. So that is going to
see
be
if he
a
can do anything.
CMD check. CMB versus my CMD.
Yeah, climb check versus your... Yeah, and this went up, by the way, with the... Oh, I mean, annihilated it. It's over 40.
All right, so you backflip onto his...
backflip onto him.
Neck.
And then I become visible, because that's an attack.
That's an attack?
Certainly. Oh, man. Yeah.
You're on him.
I mean, it doesn't say it, but it's against
CMB.
A CMD. Yeah. So, I would say it's an attack, but that's going to be his round.
Okay.
Because he's got to jump up there and then get on him.
Okay.
So you guys just all of a sudden see Dalgrith up on the one to the north, and he's just like, Jimmy, this one first!
He's going up! Baron Ashpeak in your home turf.
It's about time for Baron to get to action against the self-same creature that that Dalgrith is
ganging
against.
Up on that poor. He has a family.
Baron's going to take a 5-foot step away from Thune to get a completely clear shot at this creature. Although, could he stand behind Thune and keep on shooting because it's so tall? Would it still get cover if I'm behind him?
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to take that 5-foot step out. Going to swift
you
action.
You are going to hit no matter
draw
what.
Draw down
any cover.
Draw down Greater Bane.
Bah!
Elemental magma onto his weapon.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That's going to be bad.
Time for a little rapid shot.
I didn't say it, but he shared all of that stuff that you said real quick before he ran up.
Right.
Deadly aim.
Oh, I've seen these before. It's a magma elemental.
Point.
I'm useless.
And then he ran up and jumped on it.
The first attack is a 24 to hit.
Yup.
All right, let's roll this damage. Oh, that's a lot of dice.
Oh, yes.
Oh my god.
It's
my god.
It's a lot of dice.
Oh, my god.
It's a lot of dice.
40 points of damage on the first attack.
Wow. You took a bite out of crime there, but you can tell not all of it really penetrated this thing.
I mean, it's not really what I'm equipped to fight, but I will stand and fight.
You weren't trained on the streets to fight magma elementals?
That was real close to a critical threat. 18 on the die. That's
Jeepers, Crow.
Shoosh.
Crow!
So another 40 points.
Oh my god. This is very nice.
Second or third attack. Should be a hit at a 20.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh my god.
He can't stop rolling sixes on D6s.
This is insane.
It's insane.
It's another 40 points of damage.
Exactly.
Wow.
This is insane. Just average 40 per hit.
Oh my god. Final attack. Here it comes.
You just did 120 points of damage.
Here it comes. Oh, that might 11 against that, Jason.
Yeah, that's a hit.
All right, yes. Here we go.
It also hasn't acted in the round. So.
Flat-footed.
Oh, dear.
39 points of damage.
It's dead.
Yes!
So it crumbles, even with DR, and Dalgrith, you just land right on the ground where it was.
Well, that made it easy!
One down,
laughing.
Three to go!
Amazing.
Turn those down to Metro.
Just crumbles into a pile of pumice stones.
Lights it up.
Awesome.
Metro, what do you do?
You and
Baron both see something on the wall at the same time, but you're in the middle of a fight now.
Yeah, I'll come back to that. I would like to roll a knowledge check to see if this would be immune to mind-affecting abilities.
Okay, give me a knowledge plants.
That'll be a 16.
You don't know.
Okay, since I don't know, I will instead cast Particulate Form on all of us.
Oh!
Holy moly.
Whipping out your new clothes for church!
Yes. So basically, we all have fast healing 3.
What?
And we're immune to crits, sneak attack, and other forms of precision damage.
Wow.
And bleed.
Wow. Really cool. Jim.
I'm not done yet.
Oh, sorry. What else are you going to do?
I'm going to move.
Oh, you and your moves.
Up north. And great. Okay, I'm good.
Okay, now. It is Jimmer's turn.
All right. Jimmer, newly particulated Jimmer. He's been turned into a cloud of nanites.
Basically.
Yeah, so he is too far away, so he's going to have to move.
Luckily, the creatures haven't acted, so they can't take an attack of opportunity.
That
so you get right up in their biz.
Great, although unfortunately I can't do a full attack. But... Jimmer gets within melee distance of the one closest to him, and he's going to do one mighty swing with the Terminus Est. That would be a critical threat, but they don't. They're immune to critical hits, so
it's true. But go ahead and was it a 20 or no?
It was an 18.
Okay, so
or 17,
definitely a hit.
So that is 27 points of damage.
27 points of damage. All right, so you hit it and you feel that same thing as Baron. Like, it didn't quite all go through, but you're really laid into him with a nice hit. It's his Thune's turn. So many options. I'll go help out Jimmer. He gets right next to Jimmer, and with his +1 frost wounding battle axe...
takes a nice swing against this thing. Natural two.
He's unfamiliar with the weapon.
Of course. Just misses wildly with this thing. Just, oh, I'm sorry. I'm not quite feeling myself.
Get it together, you shape-shifting jello mold bastard.
And now it is their turn. The one that is nearest Thune and Jimmer will start laying down some slams. Slam on Jimmer, natural two. Slam on Thune, natural two. That's three natural twos.
Three daddy twos in a row.
Oh, my God. That's
unbelievable.
Amazing.
All right. Wow. Let me check their speed here. You know what? They're both going to have to double move to get to Metra and Dalgrith, but you see that they both use some sort of earth glide and like and appear right next to Dalgrith and Metra, and then get right next to Baron as well.
Baron?
Yep, so they just really move fast. They go in the ground and appear right up next to you guys. I'm trying to see if that will provoke from Dalgrith. Metra doesn't have a weapon drawn. And actually, Dalgrith, it comes 10 feet away from you, so no provokes. Unfortunately, that's all they can do. So you will survive one more round at least. Dalgrith, what do you got?
Dalgrith is going to bop, bop, ba da da da. Oh, jeez. Shitsky. Dalgrith can't do anything to these guys, so he's going to attempt to distract them enough to not bother Baron. That's going to be his objective here.
Okay.
Keep him off, Baron. Baron, shoot whatever one I try to grab around his weird fucking head. And he's going to click his heels together, give himself haste. Then he's going to move 20 feet while doing an acrobatics check to avoid attacks of opportunity as he runs between the two magma elementals.
Wow. This is very fantasy.
It's very never-ending story.
Right.
He runs between these two monoliths, and then the southern one, the one that's in melee combat with Baron, he's going to try to jump on.
Wow. Okay.
And maybe become a target for it instead of Bear.
First, try to avoid the attacks of opportunity.
All right, so first, attempting to avoid the attack of opportunes. That is a 45.
Yeah, you're going to be just fine.
That's really good.
Yeah, that's pretty damn good. And then the climb check is going to be a 44. And he jumps on the creature.
Okay, so you just scamper up onto the one that just got right up in Baron's business.
And he uses a round of haste. Yeah.
He uses a round of haste, and
is
it is
burning his little dwarf hands on its magma carcass.
It's so hot. It's so hot. Baron, it is your turn. You're right up next to this thing.
God.
You know that it's got crazy reach, so you're in kind of a tough spot here.
I can't really get out of it. Even if I get out of its range, it will run up to me and hit me next round. So Baron
Maybe
is going
not,
to...
buddy! And Dogress is just stabbing in the back like, hey, buddy! Hey, fella! Like, look up here! Look up here! Look up here!
Baron will... So if I were able to provide myself with... count as magic for the purposes of bypassing damage reduction. Nope. Mm-hmm. That won't work against your DR, right?
No, yeah.
Baron will call down a swift action to call down a judgment of sacred protection plus two on himself, and will stay where he is and will fire at this thing and see how many attacks opportunity he has.
All right, let it take its first one against you. Keep that roll. It goes to try and slam you as you do. 23 to hit.
Yes.
Is that a miss? Yeah. You don't get your bonuses for giants.
Nope.
Okay. So it goes to slam you and just misses. You're too small of a target.
Okay, here it comes. Oh, here comes the boom.
Was it a big one?
Yeah, it's pretty big.
Is it a big one?
15, 20,
it's a big one.
44 points of damage.
Oh, boy. Okay, so big hit. All right, so you're
going to... 12, 15, 20, 24 plus 20. Yep, 20,
all right.
44.
You're going to take a chance here, see if it has another attack of opportunity.
I got
it. Fire again.
I got it. Here it comes.
Again.
Misfire.
Oh, man. Well, the good news is it did not try to attack you. It appears that it doesn't have combat reflexes.
Okay.
However, your gun has misfired in your hand.
That is the end of my turn.
That is the end of Baron's turn. Metra, Narn.
Okay. Metra is going
okay.
to...
Okay.
You ready for me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Metra is going to roll to cast defensively.
Yeah, you're right up next to this thing. Yeah. 5 feet away.
Nailed it. Please roll a will save.
Ooh. Okay.
They don't have great will saves usually, these elementals.
Ooh, that's a 22 total. Good roll. Good roll.
That's a great roll, and it beats a DC.
Oh, yeah, man. It's never worked.
No.
All right. In that case,
skittledy-doo.
Metro will then use the quickened metamagic rod.
Sure.
To reach out and touch this thing.
Okay, now reach that out seems like something touch. That would provoke an attack of opportunity.
Why?
Because you're touching I can roll a creature with the wall. Yeah, try that.
Natural 20.
Okay. I don't like
needed
the way,
that on the
I don't like the way you said
doesn't
it.
Doesn't matter, but...
Natty 17 on the touch attack.
Yeah, so. That'll hit.
Okay, I did a shocking grasp.
Shocking grasp. What a shocking discovery. All right, talk to me about damage.
It's going to be 5d6 worth of damage.
That's all
that's
gonna go
good.
Through.
That's good. That's juicy.
Not a great roll. 12 points of damage.
Wow. That is, you really undersold it. That was a terrible roll for 5d6.
It was 3 ones.
I blame
you. You sure it wasn't
rolling.
2d6 and you rolled rocks?
I'm sure.
Do you have anything else you'd like to do?
No, that was you know what? I'll take a 5 foot step.
That's why I asked. You always get something you want to do. You doer of things. Jimmer, you and Thune, good buddies, bestest friends, one-on-one with
best
a magma
buddies.
Elemental.
Jimmer, standing shoulder to shoulder with Thune, raises his shield and starts swinging away with Terminus Est at this magma creature.
Yeah, this could get
ugly. God, again, first swing, natural 19. Would be a critical threat.
That's what he does. That's what he does.
And it's a mere 25 points of damage.
Okay.
Second swing is, let's see, that is a 20, that is a 25 to hit.
That'll hit.
Okay. And another 25 points of damage.
Okay, so Jim is just chipping away.
Last attack. Oh, my God. 16 is a miss, I assume.
16 is a miss.
Yeah.
But Jimmer gets off.
Nicely done, dude.
Some good swings. Now, Thune, he's got this frost battle axe. The wounding might not do anything, but you feel like the frost would. Swings out. Come on, Thune, you do.
Thuney!
Hits exactly.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's all I'll say. And it's going to be 1d8 plus 8 damage plus 1d6 cold. So it's going to do minimum damage, 1 point, 1 on the d8. So 9 points of damage and 2 points of cold. However, it feels as if the cold is doing something, whereas the 9 points of damage did nothing.
Nothing.
The cold did sneak through. And then he will swing again. Come on, Thune. Ooh, yeah. Oh, that's a definite hit. 25, Thune will hit. And that time, 4 points of damage will sneak through and another couple points of cold. So
nice.
Thune is able to do something. Nothing too crazy.
Come on, Thune.
Now it's their turn. So let's see here. The one that is near Metra. Metra is, how many are you? How many are you?
There's four of me.
Four.
No, I'm sorry, there's five of me.
There's five of you.
I'm also shrouded in darkness.
You're shrouded in darkness, right. So it can't see you, is what you're saying?
Unless it
has dark vision.
Yes, it does.
Then it's fine.
So it's irrelevant.
It sees you fine. It's not deeper darkness. So, okay. It is going to attempt to grab you. So I roll the CMB, and then I roll to see if it grabs you?
Yeah, but I'm going to use Aether Step.
Okay, so should I even roll to try?
I mean, that's up to you.
Yeah, I'll roll. Just see what happens. Would have been a 33 to grab you.
That would have worked.
Okay.
Which is why I'm going to go onto the ethereal plane.
So you just, swamp, you dip out of the material plane onto the ethereal plane.
Oh, you know what? I don't think I can, actually.
Why?
I use my swift action to cast the Shocking Grasp.
You sure did.
Oh, you sure? No. We said this before. You can use the immediate action now. It means you can't use a swift action in your next turn.
Okay.
We did talk about this.
We talked about
you
this.
You feel confident about that?
I feel pretty,
I don't pay attention to what you guys
I feel pretty confident about that. Because we said, like, it would be who, like, you would never want to use a swift action in your round if you like, might need an immediate, you know what I mean? And so what it does is it takes it away for the next round.
Okay.
It's effectively using your swift action of the next round early.
Okay. I don't know. It seems fine. It seems like a good use of it here.
Yeah, that seems like anything between this. Yeah, your turn. You should be able to use like any of your actions on your turn. Mm-hmm. Like anything that was.
And what's the point of an immediate action if you... I mean, I guess you get...
Immediate, so you can use it any time, even if it's not on your turn.
Right, yeah. So, okay, I'm going to say that's fine. So it goes to grab you and you dip out.
And I dip out.
Okay. Yep.
And I'm out of it for the next turn anyway.
All right, so it it just... Boom! Just as it's about to grab you, because it would have hit, you dip out.
She shadow cats him.
The ones next...
I love that. Like, it just reaches down. Just oh, boom! And she's just like, boom! Just like slips out of his grasp through the planes.
It really is a comic book move by Metro there.
I've got Kitty Pryde in you.
Yeah. By the way, that is 100% right.
It is right. Okay, good.
Effectively using an immediate action before your turn is equivalent to using your swift action for the coming turn.
Well, it's fun when we accidentally get things right.
It wasn't accidental. We talked about it. It was literally like 5 episodes ago. It wasn't that long ago.
All right. This guy is going to try and slam Thune and then cleave Jimmer. First, the slam on Thune.
Metagaming.
Hits, even with Thune's new armor.
Metagaming.
It hits. Well, I had to see if I would actually hit.
No, you knew that Thune would have the lower AC.
That's true. I just looked like you would. I mean, look at Jimmer.
Shut up.
Okay, so that is actually going to be a pretty hefty amount of damage. Now, Thune got the resist energy fire as well, right?
Yep.
Okay, and that saves him from how much? 10 points 10. Per hit? All right, anyways, he's going to take 16 points of regular damage. Mm. And then he was going to take some burn damage. He won't take any burn damage, which is nice. However, those affected by burn must succeed at a reflex save or catch fire. Now, he didn't take any of the burn damage, so I wonder if he would have to roll the reflex save.
Yeah.
I don't see why not. So he's going to roll the reflex save, netty 18. He's fine. So he doesn't
he can basically
catch
pee
on
fire and still not take damage round after round because of the fire resistance.
Right, and it is magic. So now his AC will be lowered for this round as he attempts to cleave Jimmer. And that is going to be a 34 to hit you.
Oh. Yeah, that's a hit.
So he just, with his fist, just boom, 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 slams through Thune on his way to Jimmer. A big hit for 19 points of damage. And then in terms of burn damage, it would be 8 points of burn. So none of that goes through. However, you do have to roll a reflex save to see if you catch on fire, Jimmer.
All right. Reflex save. That is a natty 17.
Oh, there you go, dude.
You're fine.
Golden.
Both you and Thune, with the power of that scroll and your nimble reflexes, are able to avoid catching on fire.
And by the way, I only took 9 points because of the stone skin.
Because
10
of the
points
stone
is taken
skin.
Off of my stone skin.
Oh, that's right. So that chips away. Like, are
yes.
You, okay. Now, the one that is fighting Baron.
Oh, no.
With Dalgrith on his back.
No.
Dalgrith, you're effectively on its square, right?
Yeah.
On it. It just opens up its mouth with you on its back and just vomits lava all over you and it.
Oh, my God!
Creating a lava puddle on top of its square. Inches away from Baron, and also...
This wasn't in the knowledge check!
Also covering you in a puddle of lava. You take only 5 points of damage, which you are protected from because of the scroll, but this damage is going to keep ticking. It just is laying on you, and there's a chance that it might actually
affect
you.
That's amazing. I'm holding on to a creature that is pouring lava over me. And it's just not hurting me.
Right, and it's now standing in a lava pool that you can't, like, jump off onto. And just let me just hang out on the ground.
That's awesome.
So that is what those creatures do, and how cool does the map look right now?
It looks very cool.
It's a new round. They've taken some damage, some of them at least. One of them's gone. Dalgrith, what do you got?
Dalgrith! I got next to nothing.
You know what? He's hanging on this thing. Might as well try to do something. No. No, it'll be quite pointless, won't it? Yes. Yes, it will. I'm just going to do one stab.
Okay. Right. One little stabby stab.
Try to stab it for fun, Zony.
There we go. That's a 33.
Yeah, that'll hit.
And
I like
then
that die.
I'm yeah, it's brand new. I just got it in Boston. Gifted in Boston.
Oh, man.
So if you gave me a die in Boston and it was orange, this is your die.
This is your die.
I am like going to. Are they evil aligned? Would assume no.
You have no reason to believe so.
Because this is a weapon that will do more damage if they are evil.
Okay.
So should I not roll it because they're not evil?
Don't roll it.
Okay. Figured. So that is 7 points of damage. So he sees he does nothing to
yeah,
it.
Really? You're right there, too, but it's just, yeah.
Yeah.
You're stabbing through rock.
Yeah. My blade's not doing anything, Baron. It's going to have to be you.
And it is Baron's turn.
This is our guy here. In this fight, for sure.
Yeah, you are in perhaps an ancestral room that was dedicated to some sort of rituals from the Ash Peaks. It's your turn, Baron. What do you want to do?
Someone told me I was born on top of this goddamn mountain. Thank you for welcoming me with the comforts of home as the lava in front of him boils, and he's not afraid of it at all.
Oh, wait. Move action, clear his gun.
Right, of course.
I had a 12. Do you want me to roll again?
No, you're fine.
12 on the die. That's a hit.
Yeah, that's a hit.
And that... Well, actually... Fuck. No, he'll do this.
Yeah, but it still gets an attack of opportunity.
Of course.
Ah, yes. Let me roll that just for shits and gigs. Ooh, natty 18.
So total?
That is going to be a 36.
That's a hit.
Okay, so you're going to take a little bit of damage here. You're going to take 14 points of damage plus no points of burn. However, you do have to roll a reflex save, which I'm sure you will crush unless you roll a natural one.
Natural one.
Oh, really?
Oh no!
So you do catch on fire.
Oh man!
Unfortunately,
yeah, but you basically have like a flame retardant suit on.
Right? Yeah, so you'll probably be fine.
The suit is currently on fire.
Yeah, you are like a stuntman in a movie. Just flailing.
How much damage did you do?
44 points of damage.
Can I ask how you're doing more damage to these guys than giants?
Greater Bane.
Oh, greater. But what is greater Bane? Is it 46?
46.
Holy. I've never even heard of greater Bane.
Yeah, and I currently have Weapon of Awe on, which adds +2 to my damage.
Amazing.
Pretty great. So
wait, can you now do greater Bane to giants?
If I expend the use of Greater Bane on them, yes.
And that's once a day? Is that what it is?
I have 12 rounds a day.
Oh,
so currently I've gone through 3
rounds. Incredible.
Wow.
So if I ever want a supercharged Lawbringer, just like I rub my hand over it, and it's like a fucking federal judge at that point instead of a state.
Yes.
All right. Do you have any other attacks?
Gorsuch.
No, because I used a move action to clear. I was going to pull both triggers. That's what I called myself against, but I didn't want to potentially misfire.
I got you. Yep. Metro, what are you thinking?
Metro can only take move actions this round. So she blinks back onto the material plane.
Hello.
So she's going to full withdraw.
Full withdraw, and it has 15 feet of reach. That might still incur.
If so, I can roll acrobatics to avoid.
Yeah, go ahead and roll an acrobatics.
34.
34, and that is just through a threatened space. You are fine,
nice.
Metra. So you're able to sneak away. Jimmer!
Jimmer again, like shifts his feet, plants his feet, making sure they're precisely aligned.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
The power from the blade comes from the feet. Comes up through the body into the blade.
First attack is a 27 to hit.
Oh yeah.
And that's 29 points of damage.
Oh boy.
Second attack. Fucking one.
No.
Jimmer.
Oh, 1, 2, 3. Is that inch? That
terrible.
Inch of being off.
And that is 23 on the confirm.
No fumble.
Thank God.
Got lucky there.
Huge.
Oh, fuck. Last attack is a 20. Oh, it's 25.
25, that's still going to hit.
Okay. All right. Minimum fucking damage again. 25.
25, okay. This is the one who's...
Fuck, man. It's so frustrating. Like, when you can crit on a 17 to 20 to do ostensibly, like, 3 crits and not have it happen.
Yeah.
It's really, really...
Has Jimmer ever fought
fucking elementals before?
I probably not.
Right.
No.
So you gotta be like,
yeah, it's like, shit. Like, I'm cutting right at the jugulars.
This is incredibly
right
unfair.
At the femoral artery, and it's like, it's not happening. It's yeah. not going through.
Well, maybe Thune can make it happen.
Finish him off, Thune.
Its AC has been lowered from that cleave.
By the way, are you guys tracking your fast healing, by the way? Those of you who got hit.
I haven't taken any damage yet.
What is it? It's fast healing three.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thune hits. It doesn't do any damage because of the DR. However, the frost damage does get through. And so Thune is able to chip away,
away
with one attack. And then with the second attack, misses on the second attack.
Chip.
God, Thune is really just not... Something's off with Thune. And Baron, having talked to him now, you understand why.
Yep.
Let's go back to Metro. You're pretty far away from that one up there. You ran from it.
I full withdrew.
You full withdrew. All right, so that one is going to take a 5-foot step and then attack Baron. Full attack.
Oh.
Let's just go ahead and let's activate power attack. Let's put it on. Let's just see what happens. 30 to hit.
Miss.
Yeah.
Miss. Thanks to that judgment of sacred protection.
30, I'm assuming, then this one will miss. Ooh, actually another 30.
Miss.
I rolled 30-30 with power attack. They both miss.
This is Baba Walters. Welcome to 30-30.
Baba Wawa. The one that is got Dalgrith on his back is actually going to do the same thing. Let's see here. 30 again.
Oh, boy.
Followed by a natural 20. There she is. I knew she was due.
Gotta confirm that.
Let's see if I'll confirm.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
You're immune we're all immune to crits.
Right.
You are all
particulate.
Immune to crits. Wouldn't have been confirmed. However, it will be...
exploding die?
Exploding die.
And how appropriate. Remember that we're also immune to precision damage.
You're immune to precision damage. Okay. This no exploding die... 23 points of damage plus the burn damage. You're on fire, but that's going to tick on your turn. Well, that happened during an attack of opportunity, so we won't worry about that now. However, the burn damage does not go past your...
threshold.
The threshold of 10 points, right?
Correct.
So just a real crushing hit there, and then that's it for that guy. And then the one that cleaved Thune and Jimmer is going to try and do the same thing again.
Back to Cleveland.
Hits Thune, unfortunately. I'll roll that damage in a second. Let's see if it hits Jimmer. Jimmer, it's going to be a 20...
Miss.
Miss. I love it.
9. No. All right, so that is that's a miss on Jimmer. Unfortunately, it does hit Thune. So it hits Thune for 2 8s on the D8.
Ooh.
Whoa.
That's bad.
Don't forget his stone skin. Or he didn't get it.
He got bull strength.
That's right.
That's right. So he should have been doing more damage. But anyway.
And hitting more.
It's not going
to
matter.
2 8s on a D8. 16. So 23 points of damage to Thune. Whew,
how's right. Thune looking?
Thune's not great.
Remember, he could dispel particulate form to heal 5d6.
Right.
As a swift action.
And I got to give him the fast healing as well. But anyways, Thune took a big crunch. However, it didn't go through to hit Jimmer. We're going to a new round. Obviously, we're going long. I want to see the end of this combat. Dalgrith, what do you got?
Dalgrith, mounted atop this thing. Can't get through. Can't do any damage. He's looking at the... You know, trying to find a weak spot, can't find anything. All of a sudden, he stops staring at this creature. He's like, thinks in his head, what am I thinking? And he plants both of his feet on the creature, walks kind of up a foot, right? So he's like kind of all packed in on it. Mm-hmm. And then, boom, launches himself off of the creature, backflips, lands back behind it on the ground, provoking from both other creatures as he engages his haste, moves out a good distance.
Wow.
About 30 feet away from the two creatures. So both of them will get swings at him if they want it.
Let's get him out of the way. Let's get him out of the way. That's going to be a 37 to hit.
Hits.
All right, so the first one hits with a 37. That's the one that had power attack on. That is going to be 11, 26 points of damage.
Okay.
Roll a reflex save to see if you burn or catch on fire. You didn't take any burn damage.
20.
You're fine. And then the other one, ooh, that was sitting on the natural 20, is a miss.
Okay, so he flips off backwards, boom, boom, gets himself back, gets himself into position, squats down a little bit, and then closes his eyes, says a power word, and the headband starts a woo-woo-woo-woo-woo,
yes.
And he fires a cone of cold
yes.
at both oh, of the nice. Eyes.
Wow. That is gorgeous. Yeah. That is beautiful.
Now we're talking.
There we go, baby. Now we're talking.
Will that
turkey.
Hurt Baron at all?
No, it's 30 feet. So they're at
catch the edge of them.
Yeah, the edge
okay,
of both
thanks
of them.
To your haste circuit. Okay.
Come on, come on, come on. So many ones. So many ones.
So many.
Reflex save, right?
Yes. So that is... Oh, God. I rolled terrible! Oh, that sucks. What an ass.
It'll go through extra.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't. It sucks. round's over. All right.
What's the DC of the reflex save?
DC is 16.
Okay, they both... One of them passed, one of them failed.
All right, so it's 19 points of damage for the fail... And 9 points of damage for the success.
Okay.
7d6.
Ugh.
Did 19.
Ugh.
Fucking awful. 3 ones, ugh. No sixes. Look at that reroll! So many sixes and fives.
Well, the one that you were on is in rough shape. The one that's sitting in that
finish him, Baron!
Lava pool. And it is Baron's turn. Baron, you felt that icy chill hit the air.
Ooh. My nipples are hard. Baron sees Thune and Jimmer not faring terribly well. Jimmer's obviously not hurt, but Thune is. So Baron is going to take a 5-foot diagonal step away from the two giants, mm-hmm, putting mm-hmm. himself only within critical, or not critical, attack of opportunity range from one of them.
You'll actually be in attack of opportunity range for all three of them while you're standing there.
Holy moly.
Because they have 15 feet of reach.
Well, it's up to you to decide if you want to take... A swing at Baron.
Here's the good thing. The two up top already took
it. But the one at the bottom, does he want to take a swing before he attacks?
No, he doesn't. He's focused on Jimmer and Thunes here.
Okay, so
right.
Baron wanted to get closer to them so he could heal if need be.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Here is the attack against the currently magma-covered.
The one that Dogworth just jumped off.
Left off of. Here it comes. That's a hit.
Yeah, buddy.
Give me that
yeah,
sweet, buddy. Sweet damage,
make
Baron.
Make it minimum 45, or I walk out.
37.
Sorry, 37?
I'm walking out.
Total?
Get out of here.
It's dead. That
yeah!
one's dead.
Yeah!
Excellent.
The old lava puddle remains.
Imagine it like slowly crumbling into the lava.
So I guess see Baron firing one of the triggers on his pistol, one of the hammers on his pistol, and then as the magma elemental crumbles to the ground, whipping it towards the elemental currently engaged with Thune and Jimmer to fire off his second attack.
By the way, your burn damage ticks on this turn, but you don't take any because it was only 3 points of damage, and that doesn't pass your threshold.
20 to hit. That's a hit.
Yeah,
boom.
That's definitely a hit.
That's not very good. 33.
Okay, this is the one that was
attacking
by itself.
Thune and Jimmer.
Oh, okay. 30.
I want to accelerate the process of
wait,
that.
Wait, you said 33?
Yep.
Okay. That one's still kicking.
All right. Third attack out of the rapid shot. Just free action kicks open the double barrel pistol. Ka-chung, ka-chung. Two alchemical cartridges inside to shoot. Natural 20.
No!
Well, no crit.
I'll tell you right now, it's dead.
Yeah!
Nice six
job,
hit points
dude.
Left. Baron is lighting
awesome.
This. Of course he is.
Of
he's
course.
Inspired.
This is his time to shine.
By that giant symbol on the wall.
Yeah.
There's one left, Baron.
This
you're 15 feet away from it. What do you want to do?
This is my goddamn hall.
Fires,
yeah.
Hits.
Hits.
16, I'm guessing hits.
Double digits anyway. Everywhere.
Was that your fourth attack?
Yep. I'm rapid shot. 11, 14, 20, 40 points of damage.
Wow.
Classic, magic number.
Classic 40
wow.
every time.
Metro, what do you got? Can you add anything to this fight?
I'm going to do a disintegrate.
Oh,
this is what I'm talking about.
You've been doing. I'd say you missed your last 5 disintegrates.
26 to hit. Touch AC.
Yes. What is my save?
Fortitude, unfortunately.
That's his best save. Let's see what he's got. Natty 19.
No, wait. We talked about this. Do you get another like ranged attack?
Yeah.
Someone
No. You have to enact the ability to do the teammate.
But no. It's always active for me, the teamwork ability.
Oh,
the point is that the way it's written really says ranged attacks.
What does it say specifically?
I'll read it to you. 1 second.
What's the ability?
You and your allies pelt your enemies with a deadly barrage of missiles.
Okay.
I don't think that counts as a missile. Maybe magic missile might.
Magic missile.
Magic missile.
But that's not a ranged attack.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't think any of the magical things would work.
Okay.
Well, it's 5d6 points of damage.
Okay, is it energy damage?
It is.
Yes, it is.
It is. It's transmutation spell. Metal elemental is the school.
No, it's energy damage.
Okay, so it's the type of damage that would bypass
DR. Yeah, it would bypass DR, yeah.
So that's 15 points of damage.
Okay.
And then I'm going to leave it at that.
You're going to just leave it at that. Okay. This one's, God, they really haven't done anything to you guys. They've tried. Well, you guys have taken some damage. Thune's in rough shape, but that's to be expected. It is Jimmer's turn. Jimmer, the one that you were fighting is now crumbled into just burning rock.
All right. Jimmer turns his back from this bouncing pile of pumice stones and rushes over towards the other remaining magma elemental, incurring an AoE if it has one.
No, it already used it against Dalgrith.
All right, so he's going to take his one swing at it.
Big swing.
And that is a 34 to hit.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, minimum damage again, 25.
25. All right, so again, just chipping away. Everybody's contributing to the fight here. It is Thune's turn. Can Thune charge? He sure can. So wow. Thune just... Ah, Thune is due! Come on, Thune! Natty 13, that's going to hit.
There you go, Thune.
All right, come on, Thune. You got to roll good damage. You got to break that DR. 11, 19, that's 9 points of regular damage. And then with the 1d6 cold, full 6, which is going to be 9 points of cold damage. Damage, old Thune McGee.
That's huge.
Nine, and what I say the first damage was? Another 9, right? Yeah. All right, so actually, Thune actually did something. Yeah, Thune! Nice! Thune's all fired up. It is the magma.
Oh, you added that half again to the cone of cold, right? Because I did not.
I did. Thank you. All right, let's see here. It is the magma elemental's turn. His friends have all passed. He tries to retreat.
Wouldn't run away into the lava, you wee fairy!
Retreat into the lava, and I think that will, even on a full withdraw, it will provoke from Thune. So Thune swings again, natty 17. Thune hits.
Finish him, Thune.
And Thune kills him.
Oh, yeah! Shit! That's amazing!
So as it's running, Thune is able to kill it.
Great job, Thune. Sure.
And another... Yeah, I had a max 6 on the cold again. So Thune kills it on its way out. All the elementals are gone. And the room is eerily quiet, except for the sound of this rolling lava. You stuffed a bunch of boxes into your bag, and just as before this fight took place, you saw something strange. Both Baron and Metra sort of near what might have been an altar at one point. What do you want to look at?
Let's flip through the boxes.
All right, so you open up the boxes, or you go into the sack. Is it a handy haversack or a bag of holding?
Bag of holding.
You pull out these boxes.
What you got there?
Dogrith walks back up as they're pulling them out. Pulls one out himself.
You open one up, and it's empty.
Is it?
But for...
Dogrith chucks it in the lava.
Oh, something in this one!
What, this piece of crap?
Waste out whatnot.
It's empty, but for the impression of where a gun would be
held. Oh, okay.
And you keep looking through... And all the boxes are empty, but you can tell they all held different kinds of guns.
Whoa.
Wow.
And we'll see you next week.
Oh, God. No. Who has them? Are they scattered about somewhere?
Charles and Heston? All up?
It's a Charlton Heston elemental. From my cold...
Glass Cannon Podcast is a Glass Cannon Network production and is an officially licensed partner of Paizo Incorporated. Giant Slayer is copyright 2015. Giant Slayer and the Pathfinder Adventure Path are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder images are property of Paizo and are used with permission.